Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. As you can tell, we probably have a lot to talk about after yesterday's Super Tuesday. But you know, it's not all about Super Tuesday. No, the news is not all about Super Tuesday. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Almighty God, we come before you with grateful hearts and hurting hearts. And I know you know the pain that each of your children are experiencing. Pains that have nothing to do with this political world. And that pains that have everything to do with the political world. But this world can be tough, as you well know. So, Father, we do thank you and we praise you for your love. And for your promises that you always keep. And for your watch care over each and every one of us. Father, I pray for your protection over President Donald J. Trump. All of his family. Those who are counseling him, may they have godly counsel. So, Father, we miss you. And it's, you didn't move, it was us. And we need you in this country again. So, Lord God, we thank you, and we beg you for protection and wisdom and courage. Help us to sustain the things that are happening in this world, but help us to be courageous in you. Help us to be deliverers of your love. Teach us your ways, Father. May we hunger and thirst for your righteousness. I ask your blessing on today's show and on CSC Talk Radio. You know we're having some issues. We're having some problems. So just pray, Father, that you will, as you always have, guide us through. Show us your way, and may we be wise enough to follow. For such a time as this, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Nikki Haley bows out of the race. She did that about 9 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock my time. She wished Donald Trump luck and said it is now up to him to win over the confidence of the American people who are on the fence. That's my interpretation. She did not endorse President Trump. How could she, after all she has said? Honestly, I liked her concession speech better than anything I've heard her say. But alas, she is trying to save her career by suspending her mean girl talk and her big government talk. So in her concession speech, she talked about we need small government. She talked about how corrupt D.C. is. Yet where was she getting her money? She talked when she was campaigning that she believed in climate change. She was going to continue down that road. So, she is out of the picture for now, at least for a little bit. She may rise her head up again. Maybe somebody will talk her into running on a third party. I don't know. President Trump's victory speech was good. It was subdued, in my opinion, and that's okay. And there was no Nikki comments. He refrained from that. Biden intends to run his campaign with all kinds of personal attacks in order to get a rise out of President Donald J. Trump. Trump's temperament, they say, is his Achilles heel. I do not disagree. But it is also the reason many Americans like him. I wished I could have said that. That's a mentality many of them have. Like on the movie Kindergarten Cop. Did anybody watch the movie Kindergarten Cop with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the great big old Arnold? He had to play like he was a kindergarten teacher for a little bit. And something happened. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've seen the story. The movie, he decked somebody, obviously. Yeah, that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger did. And the little school superintendent or principal, the little female, Linda Hunt. Do you remember her from NCIS, L.A. or California or whatever it was called? And I liked her in, what was the name of that cowboy movie? She played a bartender there. She's a great actress. But she in this movie, she wished that she had done that. And she's kind of sitting there in her office and she's got her fist going like she's going to deck somebody because she always wanted to do that. So, still the name calling that Trump likes to go after is not what every mother would prefer. None of us think that's good. We tell our children not to call people names. I do, however, like Governor Gavin's new scum because I'm sorry, but that's what he is. Dressed up scum. Nice suited scum. One thing I believe we should all be watchful and mindful. And remember that what the left or the Democrats, the progressives, what they accuse others of doing is what they're doing or they're fully intending to do very soon. So be watchful. Let's go California. Can Steve Garvey take on Adam Schiff? The irony of this would be the fact that Schiff put money into Garvey's campaign, so to speak, believing that number two would be the easiest for him to beat in November. Dirty Shifty Schiff. It is said that the matchup is a good news for Schiff, whose campaign shelled out tens of millions of dollars, elevating Garvey's name among Republican voters to make sure of the outcome. And the ad blitz helped shut out progressive Democratic Representative Katie Porter, who could have posed a formidable threat to Schiff in the general election. So let's pray Garvey upsets Schiff in November. I wonder if he'll contest the results when he loses. I think irony would be after he thought he could beat Garvey, is that Garvey will beat him. Come on, all those in California, I know you're listening. Let's do a campaign for Garvey. Something to ponder. A follower of the show on Facebook, not necessarily a Trump supporter, as far as I can tell, he asked this question of me. Serious question, he said. Have any of the Trumpers thought about what the deep state is about to do to the American people if he is elected a second time? The first time COVID was released upon the world. Ever think about what's next? Well, stop and think about his comment there. It's not so far-fetched. So whether he's a Trumper or not a Trumper, he obviously believes that they released this COVID-19 purposefully on not just the American people, but the world. What will they do next? I'm going to finish that question when we come back, and then we have lots of other things to talk about, and it's not necessarily related to Super Tuesday. We're all past that. It's time for us to get serious about what's next. What is next, America? What do you think? I have a few questions for you. And, you know, I always welcome your questions. I always welcome your comments, even the ugly ones, although I do have some pretty narrow shoulders. But it's up to us, America. We've got a big burden on our shoulders right now, and it's up to us to bring America home. We'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border, insurrections, lawlessness, climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com or amazon.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So the serious question, I do want to concentrate on that just a little bit. I want you to mull it over. I think all of us should mull it over because I think he has a very valid point. What do we think they're going to do if Trump gets elected? We had COVID-19 the last time. So I believe this person has a very valid question. But are we to be summer soldiers or sunshine patriots? And close our doors and simply capitulate to government rule, not elect Trump, just keep going with the swamp. It is my concern that whatever they do, it will happen before November 5th, 2024, not after November 5th. I could be wrong. Could happen before he's inauguration. And I believe we should be praying and preparing. I'm not saying I've done a very good job of that. To whatever horror might be in store for America as the government releases another crisis to subdue we the people. I'm working on a few things here, thoughts and possibly a CSE Talk Radio hosting an event, a mini conference. I've thought about this. I've wanted to do this for years. I just never have the revenue to do that. It takes money. But I'm working on a few things. And we are only two people here, just Rudy volunteering and me, volunteering pretty much. And we need your prayers as to how we should press forward or if we even should press forward. We're looking to have this event. I know when most people do these events, they plan them a year or so ahead. We're looking at this to maybe be in September of this year. It will be Bring America Home, God, Family, and Country. Speakers are still in the works. We're still trying to figure it all out because we don't have a date or a venue or anything else. But Mindy Patterson said she's in no matter what. She will be one of my speakers. The venue could be a church. It might be the fairgrounds here in town, Centennial Hall. We've had events there before when I worked for Derry Brownfield. They had put on a steak dinner at G.B. Oliver, Ray Cuneo, and a few others who spoke there. But if you have been eliminated because of the cost, they might have been nicer venues, but softer seats, but ouchy to the billfold. Another something that I'm working on is some of my writings, a speech for Trump, but also a letter to Trump, a letter that I'll probably post on Substack. I don't know that I'll mail it to him, but possibly I will. I don't know if he gets anything in the mail. We know what he says he will do day one, but this came to me yesterday. But what is his plan for day 1,460 and beyond? Or maybe that question should be to each of us, America. What is our plan for America? Or do we have one? Or do we care? I know that you care. But we cannot look to Trump as a savior of America. Perhaps a waker-upper. He did that. But his presence has revealed just how evil and corrupt, systemically so, our elected officials and bureaucrats, and yes, our Pentagon, have become. They are power mongers. They go into these events and they come out very, very, they go into these offices and they come back very, very wealthy. They no longer rule by our Constitution. And the American people, we the people, are no longer a real concern to them. So, America, how do we bring America home to God, family, and Constitution, maybe I should say, rather than country? I have here a couple of articles about immigration, the illegal aliens. Merrick Garland, he vows to fight against voter ID. It says in this article by Eric Lindrum, it's from American Greatness, that Attorney General Merrick Garland recently declared his intentions to actively combat voter ID laws being enacted in various states, falsely claiming that such laws disadvantage the minorities. I don't know, I'm a minority. I guess maybe I was disadvantaged. I have to show my ID. I have to show it when I buy certain things. This was reported by Breitbart. Garland appeared alongside Vice President Kamala Harris at an event in Selma, Alabama on Sunday. At the event, Garland described such efforts to protect election integrity as discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary. They don't want voter integrity. They want to win at all costs. Garland framed his speech through the perspective of the civil rights movement, claiming that voting rights for African Americans have never been steady. Now, if you think he's doing this for just the black vote, you got another thing coming. And added that the voter ID laws allegedly make it more difficult for millions of eligible voters to vote and to elect the representatives of their choice. And how would that be? These same people already have IDs. That's all you need. I had to show my driver's license in the caucus the other day. And this woman knows me. She's known me since she was a little bitty thing. But I played the game and I showed my ID. wasn't offended. I laughed about it. Such measures, he says, threaten the foundation of our system of government. How is that? Does anybody ever call these people out on their idiocy? He was speaking at a Selma Tabernacle Baptist Church. Now, how racist can one man be? We are not systemically racist in this country, as they say we are. But this regime is pushing us that way. If you are of dark skin, no matter what color of dark skin, you're not equal to white skinners, according to them. And we must provide you everything. Equity is racist, my friends. This has a lot more to do with all the illegal aliens in this country than it does our black brothers and sisters. The Biden administration, I said this yesterday. I had this article, I think yesterday. It was yesterday. Secretly flying in hundreds of thousands of inadmissible aliens. Now, I thought about this. Yesterday was, you know, it was kind of like, wow. But we had that article several months ago where somebody was talking about not just our government, but other governments. And they were capitulating together. They were working together with our government to fly in these illegal aliens. Biden wants to call them newcomers. They're not newcomers. They're invaders. This nation is being invaded. And that's why, going back to that question, at the end of the monologue, what are they going to do next? Gets heightened in fear because the enemies are not abroad. They are here. I don't think it'll be a virus this time. I think it will be violence, and it'll be violence widespread. And it could be the Chinese operatives that are here, or the Russians, or the Afghans will take down our grid. And what will Americans do? It is said by Donald Trump that he promises a mass deportation of illegal immigrants on day one. Well, what does that look like, Mr. President? All 7 million or more that are come in here are going to go out. I had a interview, Sheriff Richard Mack interviewed me a week ago, and he said, what do you think that's going to look like? I said, I don't know, but I have shared with you before, so maybe we should be putting a bounty on their heads. He had to think about it. I thought he would disagree with me immediately. He had to think about it. He goes, you know, that's not too bad an idea. They might run to the border on their own. I said, well, I don't mean dead or alive. They got to be alive. But Americans need to bring them in. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. There's more. We'll be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Just a few things here that I want to bring to your attention, because I think it's time that we really stopped and took very seriously, not laughed at it, not thought, well, that's just the way it is. We need to take it seriously that our officials are corrupt. This caught my eye yesterday afternoon. The title of it is How Dianne Feinstein Secured $1 billion in pet projects the year after her death. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away last year, secured nearly $1.1 billion in earmarks known as community project funding, which direct federal dollars to specific pet projects in members' home states and districts. So if that's coming from the federal government, if you're in Illinois, you're Missouri, or Alabama, or Georgia, or Arizona, or wherever, New Mexico, you're paying for their pet projects in the state of California. It says the California senator who was a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, died in September of last year. But before her death, she submitted, now we know she didn't do it, she submitted 265 projects directing federal funds to the Golden State, which were included in a package of six government funding bills unveiled by congressional leaders over the weekend. The earmarks range across hundreds of projects, from funding repairs for fire stations to construction projects and grant programs, with thousands, sometimes millions of dollars flowing into each project. Now, those projects don't seem to be a bad idea, except they're for the Golden State. They're not for the Show Me State. They're not for Kansas, the Sunflower State. Among the most expensive requests from the California senator was the Energy and Water Development Bill, allocating $194 million for the Army Corps of Engineers to support emergency repairs to Santa Cruz. Feinstein submitted a certification letter for the project on March 30th of 2023. Many of the projects with the highest price tags are related to military construction. For example, Feinstein advocated funding for $66 million project for Fort Irwin to construct an army barracks. Another project slated for $55 million in funding, which provide the Army Reserve with a 1,300-member Army Reserve Center on the federally owned land of Patton Hall in Bell, California. Feinstein teamed up with Representative Young Kim, a Republican from California, to secure $731,000 in funding to go to nonprofit group to strengthen human trafficking collaborations for victims encountering the criminal justice system in Orange County. Another project put forth by Senator Feinstein and Alex Padilla, a Republican from, or it's saying a representative from California. I don't know if they're Republican or not. And Kim would direct $3,400,000 to Orange County for an opioid prevention plan. It goes on and on in here. It even talks about Schumer helping out with it. And you know, he's from New York, so he probably got a little kick too. The money, the tax dollars, the money for these projects for California are coming from you, no matter where you are. And yet you go to the store and you can't hardly afford to buy meat, protein. Oh, but don't worry. Don't worry. They're figuring out how you can eat some bugs. Another story of corruption. Now, I want you to stop and think. They have promoted, and I don't know about this man, I really do not, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, as being a very strong Christian man. They ridiculed him in other talk shows on the progressive side because he blocked pornography from his computers, from his children, and so forth. Well, the Republican House reportedly is set to approve a bill which earmarks $1 million. I should have told you to let the children leave the room. To fetish sex party group. It says the new Chuck Schumer minibus, not omnibus, it's a minibus spending bill, is being opposed by conservatives of all kinds. For reasons of all kinds. Here's one more. Among the billions in spending, $1 million is reportedly going toward an event that celebrates kink. Being kinky. You know what I'm talking about? That's right. Taxpayer-funded sex parties, according to Senator Mike Lee,
from Utah. So apparently the House has already passed this. I'm not positive on this, but it says the taxpayer-funded BDSM, they've got an acronym for it. The Catholic Voters Reporter says the Republican-controlled House is set to approve a spending bill that would earmark $1 million in taxpayer money toward a Philadelphia-based LGBTQ group that hosts a monthly bondage, discipline, sadism, and we won't go into the other words, fetish parties. Senator Bob Casey, Senator John Fetterman, and Representative Brendan Boyle, all Democrats from Pennsylvania, advocated for the earmark for toward the William Way LGBT Community Center, popularly known as Waygay. Casey and Boyle are self-professed Catholics, the story is noted. But Casey is up to for re-election to the fourth term in November in what is projected to be a competitive race. Advancing American Freedom Policy Director John Shelton took to X, which was Twitter, yesterday, to expose some of the details of the under-the-radar earmark. The GOP-controlled House will affirmatively vote to send $1 million of your tax dollars to LGBT center known as Waygay that serves as the venue for a monthly BDSM party known as the Avery, infamous for being Philadelphia's longest-running kink and fetish party. Don't worry, though. According to their website, I'm not going to even say this, but it's talking about what they do and show, and that's I'm not going to say it on the air. You can guess. Talking about body parts and such. The House has passed this. It's earmarked in their bill. The House, the Speaker, who is blocking porn on his family's computers, but spending millions of dollars of yours to go to porn parties. That's basically what that is. Kinky parties in Pennsylvania, where lawyers are loving lawyers. America, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. And it's because of corruption in D.C. that we have refused to vote out of office. Where are we? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And we will be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Two very important articles, and here I am running out of time. So this one, I'm just going to skim it. And then we're going to talk about it on Friday. Tomorrow we have Melody Cederstrom here. This should be very near and dear to everyone who's listening. You need to take this stuff seriously. Climate change is a hoax. Probably the greatest fraud ever perpetrated against the world. And it's all about taking your land. It's all about one world government, the new world order, as Herbert Walker Bush said. From the Endangered Species Act to climate change and many other things that they're doing, it's all about taking the land. This invasion of the nation is also about taking the land, destroying America's sovereignty. That's what Biden's doing. We will campaign against Joe Biden as strongly as we possibly can. But America, it's your voice. You need to understand they are attacking your home and your family. Drain the reservoirs. Return California's stolen land. This is written by Edward Ring. I've tried to reach out to him before. I'm going to try again. He follows California because that's where he's at. Now, we know that they've tried to destroy and have taken out some of the dams. And he makes the absurdity in here. Well, why stop there with those little ones? Why not take out the big ones, you know? That's going to destroy all of you. Why not do that? Give them all the land back. So I do want to talk about this in length, but not today. But he knows. He understands. that this isn't about the indigenous people. This is about taking away from the people who are prosperous, the farmers and the ranchers. And I'm not saying the indigenous people are not prosperous. Please do not take that way. We have established farms. Remember several years ago when we had, and that was out of the state of California, they were going after an oyster farm. They were going to destroy it. It's been a long time since we've said that. He goes, why not bring back the wolves? Why not bring back the grizzly bears? Let them habitat where you live. The rewilding of America. It's been a long time since we've said that. It's been a long time since we've had Jim Beers on. I've kind of lost touch with him. None of us are getting any younger. Ray Cuneo used to talk about these things. He's here in the state of Missouri. I asked about him the other day. They said he's still doing okay, but he's not out and about doing much these days. We're in trouble. And we have been so soft-hearted to believe their lies. Or we just thought, well, it's a phase. They'll get over it, you know, kind of like our teenagers, but they don't get over it. They keep inching their way and inching their way into your communities and into your homes. And soon you will own nothing. I'm somebody that they would like to put away. I have a large home. It's not paid for. I have a large home. My husband and I added on to it after the children left. But there's only two of us living in there. It's only a few times out of the year that it's full. Well, they don't think I should have that. We built it with our own hands, literally. The next article. What does the decline in American Christians mean for the United States? Well, this is by Kathleen J. Anderson. And she makes a few confessions in here about how she didn't go to church much, but her grandparents went to church much, so her parents kind of failed, didn't they? They kind of dropped the ball. But she's trying to take her children to church. However, she doesn't believe that that's necessary to be a believer, and that is true. But where do you get your booster shots? That's what this radio program is. It's a booster shot to you. Hopefully I encourage you. Hopefully I put some ideas in your head to make you stop and think, and maybe you disagree with me, maybe you end up agreeing with me, or maybe neither one. The decline in America's Christians is not only hurting the United States. I mean, what was this porn thing that we're funding from federal dollars from the House? That's not Christian. That's corrupt. It's evil. It's just disgusting. The Christian religion is not just for America. Our founding fathers believed this nation should be evangelical. We were not always good. Not everybody here is good. Not everybody's a Christian. What's coming into this country? What is invading this country? They're not Christian. The man who killed the young girl a couple of weeks ago just beat her. Something horrific. There was other things that happened we don't know about. That's not Christian. In my opinion, deportation needs to take on more roles than that. Just deporting them. But Christians, you're going to have to get tough. Get into Deuteronomy or Exodus. Read the Ten Commandments and then read what comes after the Ten Commandments on what you're really supposed to do when they're broken. In my opinion, Christianity is failing because we fail to stay in God's Word and fail to stay in prayer. If I get this conference put together, it will have much prayer in it.
not just a few lectures, but I'm planning on having some pastors come in, if I can, from different places here in this area to present prayer for this nation. I have encouraged you to do that in your homes, or maybe in the coffee shop where you go have coffee. Get in the corner with two or three, wherever two or more gathered, there I will be also. It looks hopeless to bring America home. But what do you think God wants? Is His will for us to be destroyed? Perhaps we deserve it. But His will is to increase His kingdom. And we, the American Christians, have really failed to show that love, to get excited about that good story, the good news that He lives. Oh, yes, He lives. And our love for Him and others means we should bring America home. God bless you all.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the DC occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.